we have gathered here not only out of outrage, but out of deep concern. This is, in my judgment, other than the early days of the AIDS epidemic, the most serious crisis in our movement for freedom, justice, and equality. If the forces of hatred and bigotry and ignorance succeed, it will take us decades, if not longer, to recover. We must stop this move. We must spread the word to all of our friends and family. We should have a crowd here tonight that flows for miles, because that is the seriousness of this issue. We have to remind our friends, even those who may not think marriage is their number one issue, that this is bigger than that. This is about our Constitution. This is about stopping second-class status from being the permanent law of the land. This is about preventing our community from having to fight these battles in every state across this nation to stop the amendment. We've got to stop it in Congress. Some people may say that now is not the time for us to push for full and complete equality. As some of you have heard me say before, I say that if we had listened to those who said that it wasn't the right time or that it couldn't be done, we would never be where we are today. Freedom can never come too soon. It can be done. It will be done. It must be done. Just as I was gonna really bring us home, I got tapped on the back and saw that we have yet another political leader who has been a great friend of our community, City Councilman Eric Garcetti.
How y'all doing? Let's make this organic and let me pick up where Lori left off. Remember the letter from the Birmingham jail that Martin Luther King wrote? And he said, it's not those that are against us, because we know those people that are against us that worry me most. It's those who say, slow down. It's those who say, not yet, your time will come. It's those who say, let's do it incrementally. Let's get there little by little. But that's right. Our time is now. For somebody who leads this country and who's so proud to call himself a cowboy, what are you afraid of, Mr. Bush? I will be introducing in Los Angeles City Council tomorrow a motion to take an official stand in the city of Los Angeles against the hateful If he wants to be a president who goes down as the most hateful president, as a man who rolled back the Constitution, as somebody who was willing to divide us and split us apart, a man who stood against love, he can do so. But we say tonight with one voice, we will not stand alongside you. We will fight you every single way, and we will not rest until we have a truly equal society. Thank you.
Together. Keep your eyes and ears peeled for more activity. The Los Angeles Gay and Lesbian Center will keep you informed. Thanks for coming tonight. Thanks to the City of West Hollywood. Thank you to